you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited about today's show. I'm not going to hold you up any longer. We're just going to go right on into it. So let's get started. Okay, we already know that yesterday was the election. We got a lot of stuff going on with the numbers and the voting and things like that. And people are just on edge everywhere. Our country is on edge, and that is a fact. I'm hearing it from everywhere. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, so I've been hearing it from people at the grocery store. I've made errands, and I'm hearing it everywhere. And so I think everybody is just trying to hold on to see what's going to happen, but I feel like the temperature is brewing as we speak. I just do. I feel like it's in the atmosphere, and my only prayer is that we can get ourselves together, people, and trust that God is in control no matter what. Period. It's just the bottom line. It doesn't have anything to do with man. It has something to do with us as a people. Individually can make a nation. Individually, one man cannot make us unified. One man cannot help us make the better choices. One man. The only person I know that can do that is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And that's just where I stand on that. I don't depend on no one man. I don't depend on one person in leadership. I don't depend, because they all fall short. And sometimes, in some cases, their motives are just wacky, and their intentions is maybe for good, but it could be hurtful and harmful to so many other people. Or their intentions are not good, and they're just self-motivated. You know, so I don't really care who's in office in that sense. I mean, you know, I voted for who I voted for, but my ultimate goal is to just stay close to God, period. That's where I'm at with that. And so I just pray everybody the same peace that they would have, and just really, really know that no matter who's in office, because it really doesn't matter, whoever's in office, laws may change. People might get switched around in the judicial system or the Senate office or whatever. But at the end of the day, we as individuals have to step before the Father. And I personally want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So I'm making a point to try to teach my son the way that he should go. And I just try to live in a place of right standing, period. That means my attitude, my thinking, what's in my heart, my actions. Am I a giver? Am I a, you know, helper? Do I want to help? Do I want to, you know, do I have compassion for each other? These are the things that's going to make a difference in the long run. So I'm just saying, that makes a country. That makes a united front. If we are all on one accord in agreement, and our nation is not there. That's what I'm praying for. That we can get to a place where, you know, we were founded on "In God We Trust." I would like for us to get back to that place. All right, that's my ministerial moment. I had something else, but we're just going to keep it moving because we got to. Okay, today's weather in Washington, D.C. is 57 degrees. And it's sunny right now. Our high is going all the way up to 64 degrees. In London, we are 52 degrees, and that is your high. You're going to wake up to 37 degrees, and it's still going to be sunny tomorrow. That's so amazing. 63 degrees right now. You're in Los Angeles, and you're going all the way up to 88 degrees. You got unhealthy something going on with your air still, so just be careful with that. Let's see, in Atlanta, you're 59 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 66 degrees. You got partly sunny today. South Australia, 55 degrees. That's your high. You're waking up to a lot of winds tomorrow, 52 degrees, but your high tomorrow is going to be 75. That's nice. 57 right now, drizzling rain. In Hawaii, you're going up to 72 degrees, and you got drizzle coming all the way through off and on, so be on watch for that. 81 degrees in Puerto Rico, and your high is at 81 degrees. You got sun showers now. It's going to be breaking up around 2 p.m., so be happy about that. That sounds like that's going to be great weather. Portugal, you are 52 degrees right now and sunny. That's your high, and you're waking up to 43 degrees. Yes. Well, listen, we are very excited about everything that's going on. Because you know what? At the end of the day, no matter what's going on with your weather, your temperature, however it may be, God is in control and he has the final say. I love him so much and I'm so thankful that he's in control and that he rules and reigns. So no matter if I didn't mention your continent, your state, or your nation, or your city, just know, again, God is still in control and has the final say. We're going to take a commercial break and then we'll be right back after these messages.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
I'm Hayes.
And I'm Henry.
And we're the Johnson of La Host Hair and Wig.
And you're listening to Dr. Gina.
Kingdom Talk. Where you going? You better not change that station. Come on, listen, tune up. You're listening
to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Don't go nowhere or you'll be squished.
All right, listen, I'm so excited to announce that we are now with let me just say she's a legend, first of all, in the Christian gospel industry, period. She's an evangelist, radio and television evangelist, a philanthropist. I mean, it goes on and on. A teacher, an author, healing ministry. Welcome, 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 Marilyn Hickey. It's so glad to have you here.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it very much. Bless you.
Bless you. Okay, so coming off the heels of the election, I hope that you got some rest last night because I know everybody was watching and anticipating, but I'm so glad that you were able to take the time to join me because I want us to talk about this amazing book. Okay, you've written many other books and I've read quite a few of them. But this one here, It's Not Over Until You Win. My Lifetime of Experiencing the Miracles of God. This is just such an amazing book because, I mean, a lot of people know you worldwide, Miss Hickey, but you really, really, really reveal a lot.
You can call me Marilyn, it's fine. Okay,
thank you, Marilyn. Everyone knows you from being on television and radio and just all of the crusades and the ministry and the healing and all of these things that God has used you to do. But in this book, we really get to know you. And I love this. What made you decide to just really open up that way?
Well, I think people want to know where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to just see someone that is well known. They want to know how you got there. And that's why I wrote the book. The word works. And so it's a process. And so many times we just want to make a leap, but the process is very important. So I think the book helps you with processing what God has for your life.
I love that, because it just goes into this morning as I was reading the word, because God has been really ministering to me how important for us to really read that word and get it into our very soul and just to feed our spirit with it, and how important it is. And not that I didn't read the word, and I'm sure people read the word, but I think it's just so specific right now in this season that we do really hold of that, that it's not about the signs and wonders, but it's what is rooted within us. And that word is so powerful. And, you know, the thing is that the word was with God, and the word was in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. You know, that is just so powerful, wouldn't you say?
excuse me, absolutely. You know, I asked God, I think you've heard me tell this. I said, God, and I was 11 years old, where are you? I want to be where you are. Are you in the Catholic Church? Are you in the Baptist Church? Where are you? And he spoke to me at that time and said, I'm in the Word. So that has really been my life since I was 11.
Oh, wow. And that is so powerful. And I believe we've gotten away from that, but I know God is steering us right back in the original intent where we're supposed to be. And this book right here was just such, when you say where the rubber hit the road, what I got out of it was that you really went through a process of just faith growth. You literally put everything about your mind, your flesh, anything, if it was fear or anxiety or, you know, just a worry about where the money was going to come from. God, you told me to do this, but where is this going to come from? How are we going to do it? You really, really expose a lot of that process in this book, It's Not Over Until You Win. And I think it was just so necessary for us to understand. Like you said, a lot of us want to we hear it, and then we just want to go. We don't understand what's
right
in between.
Right. Well, I started meditating on the word, so I started memorizing, and that really got hold of me.
Hmm. I love that, because, you know, a lot of people, I know for me, I know where it is and I can paraphrase it, but that memorizing is just very challenging for me. It's almost like me asking God to teach me Hebrew. Like, I heard about a testimony.
Okay.
Literally, it's like, okay, so, like, for instance, I heard this testimony about this young lady that she said, I wanted to learn Hebrew so bad, and I prayed and I asked God, and she said she went in her closet, and every day she asked God to teach her Hebrew, and Holy Spirit started teaching her Hebrew, and so she learned Hebrew from the Holy Spirit. And I'm like, Lord, I really want to be able to, you know, say in Ephesians so-and-so, or in Revelation, you know, I want to be able to say where, you know, exactly where that scripture is. I can tell you about the scripture. I know I've read the scripture and I remember it, but that whole, how people can just say in Isaiah, you know, 53, chapter, verse 11, I'm like really, I struggle with that a little bit, and I'm really asking God to help me with that. But you're a teacher. Is that just a natural gift, or will God help someone like me to do that?
Of course he will help you. And Joshua 1:8 says, if you meditate on the word day and night, if you speak the word day and night, if you do the word day and night, you know, you're going to be prosperous and successful. So it's the key to prosperity and success.
Wow. I receive it and I believe it, and I believe that I'm getting there. I'm eating it twice a day, the word, and just really just reading through it and everything, and I'm loving it. I'm seeing different things. What's so amazing is it's a gift that keeps on giving. You see a scripture one way today, then God, you know what I mean? And he'll minister to you through that same scripture. It'll be a light in some kind of darkness or some revelation on another occasion. So I love him for that. We also get to know his attributes and just his character. Just everything about him is in the word. In your book, It's Not Over Until You Win. I mean to tell you, You are such a powerful being in a small little package. I got to say, and every time every situation I read, I can literally see you maneuvering through the obstacles and just God covering you with his favor. I mean, you had a million people to hear the gospel in Pakistan. There was a suicide bombing. There was some minor or major threats in China. You've been everywhere. Can you just enlighten people on that? There may be, you always hear a prophecy, somebody saying to a person that they're going to go to the nations, but what if, you think that, okay, you're going to be praying for the nation, but what if God just literally picks someone and asks them to go to the places like you have gone and he's asked you? What advice would you give them?
Well, I would give the advice of process, because I began to memorize nations and pray over them.
Wow.
And, because I felt like God wants me to pray for nations, then eventually I started going to them. So you don't make one huge leap. You do the process of leaps.
Yeah. Wow. I know that for a fact that you've done some work in ministry in Dearborn and Southfield, Michigan. I actually attended Keith Butler's church, Pastor Keith Butler's church, Word of Faith International.
I love him. Yeah.
My mom was a member. And then I think right around 2004, I came to visit the church, fell in love with the church, started working with the evangelist team. We would go out and evangelize in the streets of Detroit, and I remember you coming there, and it was like a whole week of something, and Israel Houghton was there one night, and then you were there one night, and I think Jesse DePlantis was there another night. Anyway, I love your teaching. You're so relatable. I fell in love with you. I mean, just because I got to see you in person.
Thank you.
I heard you.
And, thank you.
Yeah, I saw you on the Word Network and all of that stuff, but then to just see you and just see that power and that anointing on your life, and just how God has just spoke through you so lovingly, and it was so precise. Your teachings are very precise. It's very, it's not difficult. It's very, very, very simple, very loving, and just easy. I felt like, oh my God, I want to love Jesus like her. I want to love him like that. It made me want to be closer to him. And I think that is so beautiful. It was a lot of truth in there. Your messages are always truthful, always about his sacrifice, him dying on that cross, salvation, redemption, all of that. You're very, it's just a loving, way of just drawing people to God. I feel God's love through you when you're ministering. And so I know about Hamtramck and Dearborn and how it's becoming Muslim country over in Dearborn and Hamtramck. And I know that you got the opportunity to actually meet and speak at some of the places in those areas. What was that like?
Now say that again. I'm not sure I understood your question.
When you got the opportunity to minister at one of the synagogues in Dearborn, I think you met with one of the priests or something there in Dearborn, Michigan. Did you ever speak at meet with them, one of the Muslim?
Yes, I did. And I just spoke basically on healing, because people are so needy and they go for that.
Yeah, they do go for that. Well, you know what? I am so glad. I am so glad that you were able to join us. You guys need to go and purchase Marilyn Hickey's book, It's Not Over Until You Win. And I love that, because that gives us a very victorious ending. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The end, we win. period. So let's just go through the process. It's not over until you win. I have to just tell you this before you leave, because I always like to, you know, just really share my heart with my guests. I know that I've been showering you with love, but I got to tell you these things. This is just such an opportunity. When I first gave my life the third time to Christ, this was in 2003. I used to watch you all the time on Daystar and on TBN and the Word Network. Wherever you were at, I would listen to you. And I remember, again, my mom used to talk about you coming to Word of Faith and things like that. The thing about it is, one night I was asleep and I had a dream. And the dream was you and I were standing on a platform, and all I can see was brown, beautiful faces with dark hair. And they had on those the garments, like, you know, like in Pakistan or India, where they have the garments on and their heads are covered. Well, we had on these outfits, right. and they embroidered, right? And I'm standing there. You were speaking, but somehow I ended up, you had told me to come up on this platform with you, and you handed me this huge Bible. It was so huge, like, I don't even know how you were able to pick it up. I was just so mesmerized how strong you were to carry and pick up this huge Bible, and you handed me the Bible. And that dream has stuck with me throughout all of the years that I've been called to ministry, been doing ministry. And I knew it meant something as far as the Word and just, you know, just speaking it and just whatever you were, all the things you've ever taught. And I just thought that that was such an honor that God would have you come to me in that way. And I say all of that to say that even now, I have actually ministered to Pakistan, to two Pakistani churches since this pandemic. God had me praying. I'm missing a piece. You got to know this. And so you wrote that book about partnerships. You remember that book you and Sarah wrote about partnering?
Sure.
Okay. I read that during this pandemic, changed my whole understanding about seed sowing and the importance of partner. You talked about partnering with Oral Roberts and Dr. Youngie.
Yeah,
and how it blessed your ministry and stuff. Yes, and how it blessed your ministry. And God spoke to me so clearly to partner with you and to sow into your ministry. I didn't know what that was going to end up being. I just was being obedient, especially during this pandemic. But let me tell you what that seed every month has done for me, sowing into your ministry and reading about, when this book came out, and reading about the just the light that you have been used to shed on these countries, Pakistan, China, and all these places. God had me praying for certain parts of the United States, but Pakistan, parts of Asia, and Jerusalem. And so every day I've been praying for these countries, right? And so he had me get a big, humongous map to place on my wall. A global map, and so I can actually visualize and see these countries. Anyway, a couple of the churches reached out to me, and I've been ministering to them through, the internet, you know, through the internet, and it's just been so amazing that the lives, the testimonies, and stuff like that. But I say all of that to say thank you so much for everything that you have done, everything that you're doing, and everything that your ministry will continue to do, because it's blessing people you don't even know. Like, you're coming to people in dreams, blessing them with the Word of God. I mean, I just think that's so powerful that God would use you that way.
Well, I think it's powerful that you have a hunger for the Word. Not everybody does. That's wonderful.
I do. Well, listen, Marilyn Hickey, I love you. I thank you so much for taking the time. I know you've been really busy, and for you to take the time out to minister to us on this network, I appreciate it so much. It's not over until you win. My lifetime of experiencing the miracles of God. Marilyn Hickey, you got to go get your copy. Thank you, and tune in to everything, wherever she at. Tell everybody where they can follow you and your links and things like that before you go.
Okay, you can follow me with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, MHMIN, so you can get them.
Yes, please do. Get the partnership book, get everything. I'm the names of God, I got it all. I love it. love everything.
Okay, dear. Bless you.
Bless you. All right. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful fall.
All right. Okay. You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages with Gina G.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, everybody. This is Dawn Robinson with Mama's Boy, The Play. And you listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, Gina G with the Trinity. I say, Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. She got the Trinity for you and me. She got the Trinity for you and me. Mm.
I sure do. I'm just telling you right now, because I don't know about any other show, but if they don't have their own version of their own song, then it ain't right. Everybody needs their own song. Good morning, good morning. That was a great interview. If I must say really quickly, I just love the fact, one thing about you, Gina, is you give people their flowers. Can't nobody go around and say, well, Gina ain't never told me how she felt, or Gina ain't never told me that. Yes, she did.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know what? They have been they had come to DC to do a prayer meeting and things like that. Mm-hmm. So she's just kind of like in this, you know, like, because they were out and about, so they're like quarantining and things like that. For her to take the time out, and I was told that she had canceled a lot of the meetings and stuff like that, you know, and then just accepted mine today. So that was just an honor for her to even do that. Yeah, I feel so grateful that she even did that. I'm so thankful.
Well, supernatural things. Hello, we already know about that. But let me get into it, because
yeah,
I know.
I'm ready.
I know everybody has been on pins and needles since, well, first of all, for months, but especially yesterday. And I know this morning, you guys, it takes time. We are in a pandemic. You know, things got mailed out late, so it takes time. Nothing that we're doing now has been done, you guys. So calm down. Stop stressing. Take a deep breath. Tell the Lord to guide you through it. Do whatever you got to do, but we're going to be all right. Right now, we have Biden at 224, and we have Trump at 213. It's still anybody's race, you guys. We don't know nothing. We don't. If the pandemic ain't taught us nothing, is that we don't know nothing. So everybody just calm down and relax. My goodness. But we do have some good news. Now, the young man, Madison Cawthorn, he is the youngest member of Congress in modern history. He's only 25 years old. And might I say, a handsome young man. you guys. Madison, let me spell the last name for you. C-A-W-T-H-O-R-N. And take a look at him on CNN. He is a very handsome young fella. You guys, the votes are continuing to come in. They're still hanging in the balance. Like I said, just hold on. Some good news, I'll let you know that Biden has won New Hampshire, Minnesota, Colorado. Trump's won Florida, which we already knew that. Not surprised. Florida, Texas, Ohio, and Iowa. You guys, I'm telling you, these are little small places, Gina. This is what confuses me about this whole, you know, presidential race and votes and counting it. It's a lot of people of color in Iowa. You don't think that there is, but there's actually a lot of people of color in Iowa. So they got Iowa, they got people of color and corn. So I don't know how Donald Trump won Iowa, but I digress. You guys, CNN projects that all members of the squad to win re-election. The squad, you guys may know from Capitol Hill, it includes Representatives Alexandra. These are all women. Alexandra, Ocasio, Rashida, Amana, and Hyman. Don't judge me because it's I-I-H-A-N. But they're all women of color, and they're all women. So I'm just excited about things that's going on. Mississippi has a new flag, Gina. They have a new flag. It's actually very pretty. You can definitely go on CNN and as well to see it. The voters approved a new flag for Mississippi. And last but not least, you guys, New Jersey voters, they went ahead and legalized recreation marijuana. I'm telling y'all, we on our way. We are on our way. That is New Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey. It seems like everybody should, it seems like it's legal everywhere, but it's not, you guys. So please be careful. You could definitely still go to jail. You cannot be riding around with it. Just make sure you know the laws in your area. But in New Jersey, y'all can go ahead and do what you feel right now because it has been legalized for recreational. Recreational. Come on now.
Legalized for recreational.
Yeah, that's a nice word for it.
Wow. I was just sitting up here thinking like, oh my goodness. I mean, cause everybody's, you know, a lot of people are, you know, I don't know.
Well, I do know. It's the thing about marijuana to me, Gina, and I'm just going to be honest. I think it just really has, it's got a bad rep. And just like anything, anybody like in high school or, you know, at your job, once you got a rep, it's kind of over for you. You kind of can't get out of your reputation.
Because I was trying to, the older people were supposed to be smoking the marijuana that got like, you know, lupus or, you know, cancer and things like that.
But now with anxiety, back pain, honey, it's everything. Now you can tell them your back hurting and there you go. They'll give you some. But it's, like I said, I think it has a bad rap and I think people abuse it like they abuse a lot of other things. But I know doctors, I know nurses, I know patients, old, young, you know, that partake in it. And you don't have to, you know, do it like you see the stereotypical way on television. There's so many ways to get the, you know,
girl,
the in your body.
That stereotype so is all over the place.
It's over. Yep. So you can't even run from that reputation.
They've got people just burnt out and that's all they talk about and unproductive, smoking weed and just living in their mama's basement and not going nowhere.
Lord.
That's just, you know, on the front porch, like on Friday, I can go all in. But you know what?
A bad rep. I like what you said on Friday on porch.
I want to talk about what's going on with Wendy Williams while we're on the subject about drugs. I want to talk about that. Have you heard anything about that?
I'm sorry, I did not mean to laugh. But you know, your transitions is too funny. She said, well, why are we talking about drugs?
Yeah, because, I mean, they're saying that she's on drugs. I'm just praying that she will get, you know, get it together because I know it's very challenging.
Wendy.
Somebody that I was on drugs for 20 years, and it took a minute to get off of it. So, I mean, for 20 years off and on, so that means I tried several times. And you know, it took 20 years and it took Jesus to do it. So
that's right. You know what, Gina? I really, really, really love me some Wendy Williams. I have really been following her career for a very, very long time. I think we spoke about her before. Once when she was, you know, in New York working at the radio station, I've seen this woman grow from super, super messy to kind of messy to now she's really not, she's spreading a little positivity.
She's matured,
you know, and she's had a rough marriage. She's still a mother. People say she's a man. So So you know what? I really pray for Wendy Williams. I pray that she gets healed and she finds deliverance and that she knows that she is enough and that she doesn't need any supplement to satisfy her empty needs. All she needs is God. If she just take time and break down and talk to him, I mean, for you to be healed after 20 years, Gina, you know, you're just like a walking billboard of someone who can do this. So I'm really, 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 really praying for Wendy Williams. What did you hear about it? Did anybody find her? You know,
well, no, she was on TV and she just spacing out. And I just saw a clip, you know, because I do like her. I like her story as far as coming from radio into television, having her own show and then having her own clothing line and selling it on the QB, mm-hmm. QBT or whatever. QBC, what you call that?
QBC.
QBC. You know, I mean, that's bomb stuff to me. You know what I'm saying? Those are big moves. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? From somebody from the radio that everybody, you know, couldn't stand at one time. You know, they liked her. They knew they had to be on her show, but they knew that it was going to be controversy. You know, they knew it was going to be a challenge. It wasn't like, you know, she wasn't going to ask the tough questions or dig into your business, especially if the streets was talking, Wendy was going to talk. Anything that was going on in the streets, that's why I loved it, because when I was in hip hop real heavy like that, you know, not living in New York, see, them streets was talking, but only Wendy was saying it on the networks that we all could know what was going on.
She was brave.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and you know, that's back in the days, you know, when that gossip was in my life. But you know, as I've grown and Wendy has grown, we're the same age pretty much. I mean, I've matured and so has she. I just kind of I like her whole I like what I can her possibilities. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see her, you know, totally just kind of like, you know, giving her life to Christ and just kind of surrendering in that way. You know what I'm saying? Because she's a loving, perfect person, and she's endured a lot. You know, people saying that she was a man and stuff like that. Like you said, you know, that was kind of, I mean, why would you say that over and over again? Even to this day, people still had a nerve to say that. And she was married and had a kid. I mean, I mean, what can she do about her body structure? You know what I'm saying? The way she's built and shaped.
So cool.
It's so
cruel. So cruel. Yeah. And we really have to make sure we look into ourselves for that, you guys, because even Chadwick Boseman went before he passed and he was real skinny. And there was a picture of him, you know, when he did a Black Lives Matter video, and everyone just, oh my God, they just judged the man so, and he must be on drugs and, you know, what's wrong with him? And he looking like this and he looking like that. It's like, and then the man dies a few months later, you know, and then you have to live with that, because you sat here even on social media.
Exactly. How can you even live with yourself?
How can you live with yourself? Exactly. So people,
I don't even know.
This world, I pray for the world, because I believe that everybody right now is so nosy. I don't know what it is about these times, but everybody is so nosy. And they want to know what everybody's doing. They want to be in their business, in the back page, the front page, on the side page. Y'all, we just got to stay prayed up. And
we need to stay more focused. That's social media, girl. That's social media. That devil is working through that social media. Yes, a few people that's getting blessed out of it from a couple of quotes and scriptures and stuff.
But you got to know how to let it go. You have to know
But for the most part, I be seeing people saying and doing some crazy stuff based off of something they seen on social media. Like, you know, really, everybody don't hate you and everybody ain't jealous of you. Like, for real. Like, I really think that the devil has just got y'all so caught up in people that you just think people got time to be thinking about you and and competing against you and things like that. I mean, I just see some crazy stuff. So, you know what I do? I unfollow them because I ain't got time for that.
Come on.
If that's where your head is, I don't got time for that. You know, especially during this pandemic, how can you even still be thinking like 2019? We in 2020, like 2018, 2017. Like, come on now.
Those days are done, honey.
You know, that hating phase, they hating when they hating, you're greater or something. I don't even know. Hating, you're baiting. I don't know. People be saying stupid stuff.
I don't even know the lingo no more.
But I want to go back to Wendy real quick. I just want to pray. I pray that God will just touch her heart and that she will surrender and that God will surround her with people that will speak truth in her with love in her life and just really, really hold her down and just really hold her accountable. And just, you know, I know when things start coming on your job, it's time to really look in the mirror and get some help. That's what I will say. When you start bringing that type of thing to your job, even if it's drinking, if you take a drink before you go and preach, if you getting drunk before you go, you know, and preach, or if you getting drunk before
comedy,
you go,
honey,
and teach,
that is, yes,
you gotta, so you, when you start bringing that into your job, it's, you know, it's not recreational anymore.
That's it. It's not recreational. You got that.
I mean, I can just say that. That's the Holy Spirit told me, Gina. It's not recreational anymore.
This is how we already know. So don't use that excuse for us, please. We know it's past recreational.
It's past recreational if you can't even just do your job without it. You know, if you can't go on the radio, if you can't go on TV, if you can't go, you know, and do that meeting, if you can't go without, you know, doing your, you know, your speaking engagement, then, you know, or go on your stage or whatever your platform is. If you can't go without it, then it might not be recreational anymore for you.
That's right. And you need to take a look at
from somebody that was smoking crack for 20 years off and on and drinking drunk. Okay, I'm just saying. So, drink and drunk. You heard that right. Not just drink and drunk.
That is a shame.
Yeah. So
just you just drank and drunk.
Drank and drunk. I mean, I just drank until it was gone, or, you know, it was time to go to bed. I mean, I just drank, you know. If it was there, I was drinking it, you know. That's how I was, you know.
Wow. So you're a better woman, and you just came out just so much stronger. I mean, everything that you left behind, it should look like a speckle of nothing at this point. Hey, you look back and you're like, oh, I was back there? Oh, I didn't know I was ever back there.
Girl, it seems so far away. I'm so glad that we're talking about this health thing because we got, you know, Elizabeth Brooks is with us, our personal fitness, five minute fitness person, our guru, our mentor, everything. Elizabeth Brooks, are
you
there?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Elizabeth Brooks.
I love you all so much, and I hope you all didn't spend too much time staying up last night looking at election stuff. remember, sleep is a crucially important part of your health.
Come on now.
And whatever's going to be, you know, God already knows what it's going to be. So if we trust the Lord, and we lean not to our own understanding, He will direct us in our way. So we just need to remember that, you know. I came to you guys for a fitness 5 minute today. I am so excited. You know, fitness begins with correct thinking, and I am going to do some correcting of your thinking relating to running and resistance training today. You know, I know so many people who run. And running is a great cardiovascular exercise, everybody. So I don't want you to think that when I say the things that I'm saying today, that I'm saying not run. If you are a runner, great, run. It's great. But I want you to consider adding resistance training into your workout week. Resistance training, there is so much research behind the benefits of resistance training for runners. For one thing, strength and conditioning programs really do improve running performance. And there is something called running economy, which is the efficiency at which a runner is able to utilize oxygen while they're running. And if you weight train and do resistance and conditioning exercises, it will improve your running economy. Everybody who runs needs to be able to have better oxygen consumption. Weight training and resistance training is also great for lowering your injury risk. And I can't say this enough. I talk to so many people who are just runners. I have clients who run, and then, you know, they complain when they get knee injuries, ankle injuries, their lower backs are hurt. And if you do resistance training, it will help decrease those injuries. The reason it is because it strengthens those support muscles that you are utilizing when you are running. So don't think of running. Running is great for your cardiovascular, but you still need that resistance training if you are a runner. It will make you a better runner. Remember the kinds of exercises. I'm going to suggest some exercises that I want my runners to do. Things like jumps, either, box jumps or jumping up and down stairs, plyometrics. Plyometrics is amazing for strengthening your joints and helping you to protect against injuries. Squatting, deadlifts, lunges, all of those exercises. And don't forget your planks, people. You cannot do planks enough. People tell me all the time, oh, my God, I love to do crunches. Forget crunches, people. Forget them. The best exercise for your abdominals is planks. As you get better at doing planks, start at 30 seconds, work your way up to a minute, go to 2 minutes of doing planks. Planks utilize your entire body, and they will strengthen your entire core. And remembering when you're running, if you're running, 3 to 4 times a week, you can add in resistance training two to three, at least twice a week. If you are running more than that, like you're preparing for, a marathon, ultra marathons, these people who do these super long runs, make sure you're doing running, weight training, resistance training at least once a week, to help your body with your running, and it will also help you avoid overtraining. So remember, you want to be careful to mix up your exercises because it helps that cross training helps keep you from overuse injuries. And that's a lot of those knee injuries and hip injuries, ankle injuries come from just constantly running and running and not doing anything to stabilize those muscles. So let me say it again, you guys, if you are a runner, you should be doing cross training as well with your resistance training. Even body weight training, like I said, plyometrics and jumping, those are all great for supporting your body through your runs. And running is great, but don't forget that resistance training. And so, that is my fitness tip for you guys this week. I love that a lot of people have been getting out since COVID, and, all you got to do is throw your tennis shoes on and get out there and run. But if you are getting injuries, you may look at the fact that, your muscles, your joints, your bones may not be strong enough, and adding resistance training in there will make a big difference.
Well, this was so good. I know you got something to say, Gina, and I know I do. I got two things to say about that. Yes. As you get older, yeah, because this is, we're going to close this show out with talking to you, Elizabeth.
That is all right.
Yeah, because see, I'm getting old, Elizabeth. You know what I'm saying? I'll be 52. I'll be 52 in February, and I've been looking at these videos, when those memories come up on your Facebook page, and hunty, I was a couple of size toner, and I was also more able to do just some ridiculous stuff. Like, I was like one of those that would just try any and every weird type of, workout and exercise, and I would record it, right? I think you've seen me a couple of times because I've been at that gym for years. Yes. So you already know. You done seen me. And I'm sitting up here, girl. I'm like, what can help? I know I talk to you about this all the time, but I need to get a chiropractor. I need to get my back cracked y'all. I was in the world at one time, but I mean literally a crack in the back from a chiropractor. And I need to be shipped.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, I keep it 100. I know. I want them to know I know, too, so they don't be laughing thinking I done slipped up and missed that joke. I got it. Listen, I mean, we talked about this, how important it is to get, especially if you weight train and you do a lot of lifting and things like that and putting that pressure on those hips. I know that my hips need to be adjusted. Can you just touch on that briefly for a second?
I really love that you said that. We want to always remember balance. I love talking about balance because I think, for people who are like manic exercisers like me, like I exercise literally every single day, but I don't do the same thing every single day. And that variety makes a big difference. I love alternative medicine like acupuncture, chiropractic. I was using a chiropractor back in September. I hurt my hip. I did something. I don't know what I did. And I went to the chiropractor, and it made a big difference. But also, one of the other things that made a big difference was me getting a real diagnosis. When you are having pain, when you are, if something is injured, go see your doctor. If it lasts more than 7 to 10 days and you're using ibuprofen, you're using ice, you're resting it and it's not getting better, make sure you don't have a more severe injury. Go see your doctor. That I cannot say that enough, because even though I went to the chiropractor, you know, I was self-diagnosing myself, girl. You know,
yeah.
I'm a trained personal trainer. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I'm like, yeah, I know what that is. So I went to the chiropractor and she did help some. But until I went to the doctor and then saw the physical therapist, what I actually thought it was, it wasn't that. It wasn't anywhere near as worse. And she gave me completely different exercises to do, and it got better within a couple of weeks. You know, and
you,
so I have waited.
You definitely don't want to let it go, and then you need a hip replacement.
Exactly.
You definitely don't want to do that or strain your back till you
and
got this nerve damage.
Right. And sometimes what you think the problem might be may not really be what the issue is. You know, sometimes you need to get an actual MRI. You need to go see a doctor. You don't, you know, our knowledge is limited. We can't lean, I already said this, lean to our own understanding relating to certain things. Sometimes it, you might just need a basic chiropractic adjustment. I love going to the chiropractor, and they do a lot of other, treatments that can really help you. But if you don't know what the problem is, then you, sometimes the things that you're doing to address the issue may actually make it worse. So first of all, always, if you're whatever the issue is, whatever the pain is, if it's lasting more than 7 to 10 days and you're trying to take care of it, you're like, you're taking ibuprofen for inflammation and
stretching.
And pain, you're stretching, you know, you're resting it, you know, you're putting ice on the area. If you're doing those things and that's not working, it's time to go see your doctor. Get a diagnosis. Once you get that diagnosis, people, don't be afraid of the physical therapist. I hear people say this all the time. Oh, my God, I don't want to go to a physical therapist. Why not?
I don't know. Why would you not? Why not? It ain't like somebody trying to take a...
People always say, well, they always give you the same thing to do. Yeah, you do it over and over and over again until it gets better, people. So
yeah, let me ask you this, because we don't have a lot of time, Elizabeth. Let me ask you this, and then Gina, you take the floor from here. I just want to know about, okay, so I started eating these grapes, right, because I was addicted to these cherries. I love cherries. It's not a lot of calories in cherries. But then I saw these black grapes, because I don't drink wine anymore. I don't drink wine. I used to have, you know, a few glasses and stuff like that, but I don't drink it anymore because God told me to stop, and so I stopped. And then I noticed that it was actually not helping me with my weight, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was like no fun, because I really love my weight. I love, you know what I'm saying, being fit more than I love a wine. And so anyway, I said, okay, so I got these, you know, I'm getting back into my thing. I'm starting to come down. You saw some adjustments in my weight and stuff like that. Once my menopause started like settling down, I started kind of seeing myself coming back to what I used to be like my old self. And so I, from the cherries, I started eating these black grapes. Oh my God, I love those black grapes. But do you know that those black grapes, girl, I would eat them for lunch and dinner, just like those cherries. But those black grapes have tons of sugar in them. And when you're obese, you can't even take in all that sugar. What's your thoughts about that?
Okay, so just remember, anything that's all natural that God put on the planet for us to eat, it's nothing wrong with it. It is good through and through. So the sugar that's in real fruit, the sugar that's in real fruits and vegetables, it's good for your body. Okay, now you don't want to, anything that you do in excess, you know, you got to pull that back. But just remember, like I said earlier, that balance, you know, don't just have the grapes, but also include your veggies. Be careful of processed sugars. Those are the sugars that really destroy our body, that inflate our insulin levels and can really cause damage to our body. Processed sugar, you guys. So, you know, the sugar in candies, white sugar, all that stuff, you know, whipped creams, all that stuff.
try to avoid that. But if you eat an apple, I eat, you know, two apples a day. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're eating grapes and you're eating, you know, 40 grapes a day, okay, that's great. But just remember that balance.
It would be more than that.
If God made it, there's nothing wrong with it, but we can still get to the point where we can abuse things. So, you know, just be careful of that.
They say that they have the good stuff, you know, to help you with your heart and things like that.
Absolutely.
And it's really like the stuff that they use for Nora wine, the black grapes, they use that. And I mean, when Holy Spirit showed me that, N-O-I-R, I can't pronounce that, but it's a wine, Nora. Okay. Anyway, that's what they make the wine out of. And I was like, well, dang, if I'm going to gain weight from sugar, because I noticed an inch around my waist, and I said, this is doggone grapes. I'm not, because I might as well have a bottle of wine, which I'm not going to do. But, I mean, if you overindulge in anything, that's what you say,
that's
moderation.
Right.
And I was eating a whole bag. Like, I mean, a whole bag a day. Like, I love them.
Oh, my God.
I know you're taking notes, so what do you want to say to Elizabeth? I know you writing your notes, girl.
Yeah, well, I have been doing very well on the eating. I have found that cereal with almond milk is my new friend for a treat or something sweet. I've gotten rid of, you know, my cakes and my cookies. Oh, my God, my honey bun, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now I would do, like, a bowl of chocolate Cheerios. They had apple ones. They got nut raisin bran. So I do stuff like that now. So my eating isn't too bad. I haven't been eating any red meat, any chicken. I've had a little shrimp here and there, some fish. But I've been doing really good on food. Now I've been
exercising.
The exercise is my problem. Now, y'all have told me all these years about the exercise. And now let me ask you something now. How do I get rid of this? It's like a little tire on the side.
Oh, my God.
Get rid of that. And I've had a few times with cesarean. And I don't know if that's something that'll stay because of my cesarean, or can we get all that all the way down? How do we work on that?
Just remember that the harder you work at it, the more likely you're going to get results. So, first of all, make sure I want to suggest to everybody that everybody get a good sense of where their metabolic rate is. And when you know what that metabolic rate is, you know how many calories you're supposed to be eating every day. Now, I did have my metabolic rate done. And, you know, I'm like, you know, a beast. I'm working out every single day. And I found out that at my metabolic rate, I can really only eat 1,200 calories a day.
Me too.
That's right.
Me too, girl.
I am 53. And I can only eat, now I don't know almost anybody who works out as much as me. I can only eat 1,200 calories a day. When I figured out, got my metabolic rate done, all that body fat around my midsection just dripped off. And it didn't drip off, it burned off because I was eating too many calories per day.
Wow.
But on the other side of that is true as well. Your body needs everybody's body needs a minimum of 1,000 calories a day just for survival, just so your heart and lungs can beat, so, you know, your liver can do the things that it's supposed to be doing, your kidneys. So, you know, there are formulas on the internet. This is a good way to use the internet. Look up, calculate my metabolic rate and find out your metabolic rate. How many calories am I supposed to be eating every day? And make sure you're not overeating in calories or undereating. So be mindful of that, everybody. Be mindful of those calories and take care of yourselves. Remember, fitness begins with correct thinking. You know, your behavior is only going to be based on what you understand and know. So,
I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you. Speaking of correcting, thinking correctly,
check out my new website at thinkingcorrectly.com. And remember, you can send me an email from there, from the contact page, or you can email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. God bless you guys. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. I know you got a client. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, that was good. Okay. Yeah, because that was really bugging me, Gina. That was bugging me, them grapes. I was like, what the heck? I mean, this is a fruit. But as you get older, you know, your body, when you go and check out your, you know, that all of that, your metabolical rating, and you start, you know, seeing what your body can, you know, what is your body type? you know, like now I have to add more protein to my diet so it can help with the balance of my sugars, that natural sugar. Because when I went to California last month, I was like, what the heck is going on with my stomach right now? Like, I mean, it's like, what is this? What happened in 30 days? And I couldn't figure it out because I was like, I don't even eat. Like, what do I eat? I don't eat nothing. Like, really, what is this? And finally, I realized it was that sugar, you know, because even though it's good and poor and small, you know, in moderate portions, if anything too much can add, it could cause an injury to you. So anyway, do more planks. That's another thing, like she said, because that's what I've been getting Emmanuel to do, because those crunches, sometimes it might be difficult for people to, you know, lift up. But there's different type of stuff, too. So I'd be happy to show you or send you pictures or whatever that you could do to get that. But yeah, definitely planks, several different kinds. You got plank jumping jacks, plank. You got your Spider-Man, you got your running man, you got all kind of planks, girl. You got planks for days. You got your 60-second planks. You got planks for days. I'll hook you up. I'll send you stuff. All right, you guys, this was an amazing show. We had Marilyn Hickey on with us and Gina G with the Trinity for you and me. And we had Elizabeth Brooks bringing us 5-Minute Fitness. This was an amazing show. Doug, you rock, my producer. We love you so much. Right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We loving you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.